This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Dragon Masters, Book 8, Roar of the Thunder Dragon, by Tracy West, read by Emily Ellett. For Bill Hancock, the King Roland to my Queen Rose, T.W. Before we start, while the Dragon Master's world is not the real world, many of the characters and places in it are inspired by real-world cultures. For this reason, I'll be pronouncing the names of these characters and places the way they'd be pronounced in the real world. These pronunciations may differ from how you think a name might sound based on its spelling alone. Chapter 1. Looking for Lalo.
Lalo! Lalo!
Drake and Carlos called out as they walked through the trees. In front of the two dragon masters, a large brown dragon slithered along the path. Behind them, a short, chubby wizard named Diego watched the sky. Together, they were searching for Carlos's dragon, Lalo. Carlos had only just met his lightning dragon when something terrible had happened. A woman named Eiko flew into Carlos's land 2 days ago, riding a thunder dragon. She kidnapped Lalo. Drake's earth dragon, Worm, had brought them to an island to look for Eiko. Drake looked up at the trees. They were different from the ones at home in the kingdom of Bracken. These trees had long, skinny trunks. Their green, ruffled leaves reminded him of feathers.
"Do you think we'll find her here?" Drake asked Diego.
"Maybe," the wizard replied. "Griffith's gazing ball showed Eiko on an island a lot like this one."
Griffith, another wise wizard, was Diego's friend and Drake's teacher.
"Kee, kee,"
Drake heard a cry. He looked up to see a brightly colored bird fly across the blue sky.
"This would be a nice place to hide out," Drake said. "But I still don't understand why Eiko kidnapped Lalo. She's a dragon master, just like me."
Diego frowned.
"As you know, Griffith teaches young dragon masters how to work with their dragons. Eiko was his first student. She and Griffith often argued," he replied.
"About what?" Drake asked.
"Eiko did not want to follow Griffith's rules," Diego replied. "And one day, many years ago, she left Bracken. She took her thunder dragon, Neru, with her."
"Did you go after her?" Drake asked.
"Yes," Diego replied. "But Griffith and I could not find Eiko or her dragon. We have not seen them since, until 2 days ago."
Carlos had been quiet for a while. Now the dark-haired boy turned to Diego.
"Do you think we will find Eiko and Neru now?" he asked.
Diego nodded.
"There are more of us looking for them this time," he said.
Other dragon masters were out searching. Bo and his water dragon, Shu. Anna and her sun dragon, Kepri. Rory and her fire dragon, Vulcan. And Petra and her poison dragon, Zara. Griffith was in Bracken, watching over them with his gazing ball.
"I just hope that Lalo is safe," Carlos said.
Drake walked up to Worm. His dragon had tiny wings, but he couldn't fly. He didn't need to. Worm could use the powers of his mind to travel anywhere.
"Worm, I know you can sometimes use your mind powers to hear other dragons," Drake said. "Do you hear Lalo?"
Worm shook his head. Then his eyes suddenly flashed green.
"What is it?"
Drake asked. Every dragon master wore a piece of the dragon stone that connected them to their dragons. Now Drake's dragon stone glowed green. Worm looked up. The sky turned black. A strong wind whipped up. A jagged streak of